This is Attorney Robert Savage talking to you today with some general information about FINRA arbitration. FINRA arbitration is the dispute forum when you are suing your stockbroker or your brokerage firm or investment advisor or other financial professional for losses in the stock market. The typical arbitration for securities losses will occur through FINRA arbitration. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, which is the regulatory authority over the stock markets. They have a dispute resolution forum, and within that is the FINRA arbitration platform that we use for FINRA arbitrations. Now, in the current environment, it takes approximately 12 to 15 months from the time that you file your complaint to the time you have your final hearing or trial in an arbitration. Now, this may vary for a number of reasons, including the amount of time that has been set for discovery to be completed, any motions related to discovery or other motions related to the matter, as well as the schedules of the attorneys and the arbitrators. So this can have a variable amount of time depending on the case. Additionally, if you have an elderly client or if you're an elderly person who may have some illness issues, you can request an expedited hearing, in which case FINRA tries to set the final hearing within 9 months of filing your complaint. There are a number of costs associated with FINRA arbitration that you should be aware of. Of course, typically your attorney will work on a contingency fee basis, and while a law firm may spend hundreds of hours preparing for your case, you don't pay the attorney unless you prevail in the arbitration. An initial fee that you have when you start your arbitration is the filing fee that you pay to FINRA. This fee is set on a sliding scale. So, for example, if you have a claim for losses of $50,000, your filing fee may be $600, while a claim for losses of $1 million or more will have a much larger filing fee of approximately $1,575. Now, these fees are set by FINRA, and depending on when the case gets resolved, you may have an opportunity to get a refund for some of those initial filing fees, depending on when the case resolves. Additionally, FINRA charges hearing fees for each hearing in the case. Now, a hearing is defined as a set of 4 hours, so you will pay a distinct fee for each 4-hour session. Now, if you start a session and you only use an hour of that session, FINRA will still likely assess you the entire amount for the arbitrator for that session. If you have one arbitrator, it's a $450 fee per session, but if you have a panel of 3 arbitrators, it's going to be as high as $1,200 for each session. Now, the arbitrators can assign the fees and costs associated with an arbitration to whichever party they decide to do. But oftentimes they just split it down the middle and each party takes half of the costs and expenses. We always ask for the arbitration panel to award us costs and expenses so that you don't have to pay them as the client. As an example, if you have a relatively simple arbitration that lasts 3 days and only has a few pre-hearing conferences with a single arbitrator, your portion of those split fees would probably be in the $3,000 to $4,000 range. Other expenses you can expect to have in an arbitration include a number of items. One of those is the cost of experts. You'll have typically one or two types of experts in your cases. One of them will be the damages expert, who will testify on your behalf as to the damages that occurred in your account. They'll also calculate the damages after looking at all of your documentation, and they will then testify as to why the damages occurred. You may also have an expert for supervision issues, where it would be an ex-branch manager who can testify as to what was happening or should have been happening at the firm during the time that you experienced your losses. Additionally, expenses may arise related to normal things such as copying. These cases are very document intensive, overnight mail, et cetera, et cetera. So your case may vary and the costs are hard to pin down. So hopefully this general information about FINRA arbitration will help you understand what you might be getting into if you determine that you're going to pursue your broker for losses occurring in your stock account. You can always call us at 813-251-4890 to discuss your case for a free consultation, and we will give you an objective view as to whether we think your case has merit and is worth pursuing against your stockbroker. Again, this is Robert Savage, and I appreciate your time. Please keep an ear out for further podcasts from me relating to various legal topics.